This is the Iowa Business Report Monday edition with support from the Iowa Business Council, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization working to elevate Iowa's economy through leadership, research, and advocacy. More at iowabusinesscouncil.org. News that the federal government had granted another summer E15 waiver and that the U.S. House had preserved credits for biofuels in their debt ceiling bill came just as Iowa's farmers were planting the 2023 crop. Randy Miller is president of the Iowa Soybean Association and reacted to the news.
Soybean oil makes up about 71% of the total feedstocks used to produce biodiesel. That provides a market for the soybean oil of nearly 160 million bushels, which is about roughly 28% of Iowa's soybeans. And nearly 60% of Iowa diesel sales last year contained biodiesel in a blend somewhere between B11 and B19. It's a huge impact. The value that the oil brings to the soybean farmer is equivalent in 2021 to roughly $1.78 a bushel, 13% of the value of a bushel of soybeans. That tax credit, being able to produce biodiesel from soybean oil, is a really big deal for soybean farmers on their bottom line. We won't quit fighting for those credits. This extended them through December of 2024. We'll keep a close eye on this to make sure that everybody knows what's going on and is informed on the benefits of biodiesel and those kind of things.
Randy Miller is a Warren County farmer who is president of the Iowa Soybean Association, iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from the Iowa Business Council. Learn more and get details on their most recent quarterly member survey at iowabusinesscouncil.org. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.